The Bible says this in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 13 until 14. What you heard me teach is an example of what you should teach. Follow that model of right teaching with the faith and love we have in Christ Jesus. This teaching is a treasure that you have been trusted with. Protect it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives inside us. I found this fascinating, especially because it's a command from Paul to Timothy, and it's a pass-it-on instruction from him. Firstly, Paul confirms that the teaching he received is from Christ, and he has passed it on to Timothy. Now, he instructs Timothy to do the same with his people and to all that he meets. So, what about us then? When we hear a teaching or a sermon during the week, or when we do our quiet time and devotions and become edified, what do we do with it? Do we decide to keep it to ourselves and savor our own private moments? Or do we share and discuss what we learned with other believers around us? Who knows? Maybe they may have received something similar, or through that discussion, the both of you can grow closer and deeper with God. Whatever it is, always share what you have learned. And you know, Champion FM Radio is giving you that opportunity to do so when you go to our website. Tell us what you have learned from the Lord by writing in to us. This is DJ ELC, and welcome to our Saturday Worship Weekend. And it's a time to dwell in His presence with some new live worship songs today. So enjoy your time with Him.
I've seen miracles my mind can't comprehend, and there is beauty in what I can understand. Jesus, it's you. Oh, Jesus, it's you. I believe you're the wonder-working God. You're the wonder-working God. Miracles I've seen, too good to not believe. You're the wonder-working God, and you heal because you love. All the miracles we'll see, you're too good to not believe. Too good to not believe. Too good to not believe. I can resurrect a man with my own hands, but just the mention of your name can raise the dead. And all the glory to the only one who can. Jesus, it's you. Oh, Jesus, it's you. Yes, I believe.
You're the wonder-working God, and you see too much to not believe. Yes, I believe. How could I not believe after everything I've seen? After everything I've seen, oh, I believe. I've seen cancer disappear. I've seen broken bodies heal. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. I've seen real life resurrection. I've seen mental health restored. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. I've seen families reunited. I've seen prodigals return. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. I've seen troubled souls delivered. I've seen addicts finally free. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he, come on. I've seen cancer disappear. I've seen broken bodies heal. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. I've seen real life resurrection. I've seen mental health restored. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. God do a miracle in your own life, just give him some praise tonight. You're the wonder-working God. We've seen it, God. Would you do it again tonight in this place? Would you do it again tonight in this place? Oh, wonder-working God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's testify together tonight. We've seen it. We've seen cancer disappear. We've seen broken bodies heal. Yes, we know that he can do it. Yes, we know that he can do it. We've seen real life resurrection. We've seen mental health restored. Yes, we know that he can do it. Yes, we know that he can do it. We've seen families reunited. Fuck!
pray for revival. We start on our knees. Spirit of God, pour out on us whatever it looks like, wherever you lead. Spirit of God, pour out on us. Spirit of God, pour out on us.
We pray for revival.
revival. We start on our knees. Spirit of God, pour out on us whatever it looks like, wherever you lead. Oh, we're praying. Spirit of God, pour out on us. Spirit of God, pour out on us.
like I'm surrounded by the enemy, and it feels like hope is far beyond my reach. I know the battle, I know the battle, I know the battle, the battle is yours. I know the battle, I know the battle, I know the battle is yours, only is yours.
Yeah. we can sing a song that we know the battle is His. But oftentimes, we don't actually give it over to Him. And so many of us in this place right now have been carrying weight, have been carrying battles, fighting battles that you were never meant to carry, that you were never meant to fight. The truth is, you're just not strong enough by yourself. But Jesus said, "Let me have it, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So in this moment, would you just release whatever you've been fighting with? Would you release it to the Lord? Your enemy is so weak. He is so powerless over you that when you open your mouth and you say the name of Jesus, he runs. When you open your mouth and you sing his praise, he flees. So let's just take a moment. You and the Lord. You and the Lord.
God, for those who are listening who have cancer, they're hooked up to an IV right now. God, would you heal them in the name of Jesus? Would cancer be gone in the name of Jesus? In the name of Jesus, would you flee? Enemy, you have no power. Because if our God is for us, then who can be against us? No weapon formed against me will prosper. No, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is alive and well in every single one. You have to flee, cause you're not that powerful, you're not that awesome, you're not that strong. My God defeated you once, he defeated you twice, he defeated you three times, he defeated you.
I will only see all you promised me. My eyes above what it looks like. My eyes above what it looks like. I want what you want. I want kingdom come. Promised me, my eyes above what it looks like. My eyes above what it looks like. I want what you want. I want kingdom come. Let the weight of heaven.
Come down. Champion FM. It's all about Him.
And on our Saturday worship weekend, we played songs from Cody Carnes with Too Good Not to Believe, Spirit of God by Canyon Hills Worship, Upper Room Give Us, Give Us Jesus, which featured Abby Gamboa, The Battle Is Yours was from Red Rocks Worship, and finally, The Belong Co, Andrew Holt and Meredith Andrews with Fall. Don't go away, Champion FM Radio will be back after these messages.
On Champion FM Radio, we play every genre of Christian music that you want, from the billboards to the classics, rock to pop, instrumentals and praise and worship. It's all here on Asia's premier music station. Download our app from the Android and Apple stores or visit us on our website at www.championfmmusic.com. Join the family right now.
Champion FM, it's all about Him.
It's a brand new month, and this time, we're asking you to tell us, what has been the funniest joke that you have heard so far? Go to our website and click on September's pop-up box and fill up the online form and share with us now, that favorite clean joke that always makes you laugh out loud. That's our brand new question, all September on Champion FM Radio. It's our brand new Listen Through the Bible in a Year series, right here on Champion FM Radio, beginning from August 2022 until July 2023, where we devote ourselves to God's Holy Word. Join us as we seek to understand and learn from the Good Book. It's all here on Asia's premier Christian radio station.
Our video of the day is from Dr. Tony Evans and is entitled The Strategy of Satan. Here is a short snippet just for you.
He wants you to miss him. And so he uses something that's crafty but slithery and will make even God part of the conversation. What's the second thing he does? That's in verse 1, 2. Indeed, has God said, you should not eat from any tree of the garden? He wants you to think God is holding out on you. He never references all the trees she could eat from. He wants to talk about the one tree that you got a no-no on. He doesn't talk about all the freedom that you have from every tree of the garden you may freely eat. He wants to talk about, well, let's talk about what God said relative to what you can't do. He says, you shall not eat. He wants to paint God as a God who's trying to keep you from having a good time. And he does it, magnificently. He reduces a command and makes it a question. See, when we started, God said, I command you not to eat. He says, let me just ask you a question. Tell me what you think about this. See, when we reduce God's command and turn it into a question, we've lessened its impact. Because he just asked me a question.
To watch this message, go to our inspirational page on our website after this broadcast. I encourage you, my listeners and friends, share whatever has blessed you during the week. In your quiet time, or during the sermons in your church. I guarantee that it will build up your faith and the faith of others you share with. This is DJ ELC signing off and saying God bless you and be the blessing to everyone around you.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And they're...